Oasis Audio presents Curse of the Spider King by Wayne Thomas Batson and Christopher Hopper. Read for you by Greg Whalen. Chapter 1, 800 Year Echoes. Concealed in a grove of alder trees, two cloaked figures waited, their whispered voices lost in the soft rustle of wind-stirred leaves. Commander, I had forgotten how brilliant the moon is.
I know, Bryn, the burly warrior replied, absently rubbing a whitish furrow on his cheek, one of many scars in his face and neck. Since we are allowed only rare views, I, too, drink it in.
He sighed. How many hundreds of years since we could gaze our fill?
Too many,
he said, more than a hint of bitterness in his tone. They waited not 10 paces away from the flat side of a massive boulder. Beyond that, the silver moonlight shone down on a clearing framed by trees. It was a haunting view of their once glorious city, now in ruins. Suddenly, the sheer face of stone radiated a dazzling blue light. The two crouched lower beneath the trees. Bryn raised her bow and drew the bowstring back to the feathery red sideburn near her right ear.
Hold, whispered the leader. If it is the enemy, we are done.
The wall of stone rippled like a vertical film of water. It began to pulse and bulge, as if the stone had turned to some elastic fabric or web. Something was struggling to break out. Neither warrior breathed.